There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Final hour for us, brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. A couple minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day as we will continue looking ahead to the Falcons and the Saints coming up on Sunday. Trade deadline 3 hours away now. Some other trades have happened.
Yes, yes.
None from the Falcons' perspective as of yet, but yeah. Lattimore. Headed out of New Orleans, yep. And over to Washington.
Like it. Yeah. I like it a lot for Dan, because I think that they look at it, they're ahead of schedule. And so while we are where we are, let's go for it. And then Lattimore has, you got kind of contract control over him. Mm-hmm. Still, he's one of the higher paid corners, but yet you still have a rookie quarterback on a rookie deal. And so, yeah, good for Dan. Good for him. You know, like I said, they're going for it.
Yeah, no, they did the absolute home run in terms of team building in the NFL right now, where they got one at quarterback.
Yeah,
who's not only on a rookie deal, he's a rookie.
Yes,
like this is his rookie. So they got him on a rookie deal.
Yes.
For years.
Yep.
So you can go, you can trade for Marshawn Lattimore.
And you can build this thing.
You can sign a receiver this offseason or whatever, like however you want to go about doing it. As for the Saints, so they trade Marshawn Lattimore.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is out of there? Who else they need to move on from?
I said Chase Young earlier.
Yeah, Cam Jordan's still over there.
No, Cam ain't got a sack in this year.
That's true. He hasn't done anything
this
year.
Do you look at Tyrann Mathis? Buddy Badger, maybe?
Sure. Sure, why not? I mean, if I'm them, anybody's you'd make an offer.
I mean, they can't. Well, like I said, they're not going to trade Breece or nothing.
Alvin Kamara?
No, they just signed him.
I know.
Yeah, they just signed him.
Remember we talked about this preseason?
I was like,
when the Saints suck, that guy's going to be a really good addition for somebody.
I think it's him. I think Kamara and Brian Breece, definitely you can't touch them.
Okay.
Who else?
Demario Davis?
Can't touch him. He's your team captain.
Okay.
Yeah, he's your team captain. What else they got?
Nothing.
Taysom Hill?
Yeah, Taysom Hill.
Don't let that dude beat you this damn weekend, Atlanta.
God, you know he's going to score one.
God!
You know he's going to score one.
Sick of him.
Yeah, man. Just absolutely terrorizes the Atlanta Falcons. You know, honestly, it's lucky he got hurt last time they played him, because a lot of what went wrong for the Saints in the second half of that game was short yardage.
Yes.
Where they would have handed it to him, and he probably would have picked up yards and scored touchdowns. But hey, that's a Saints problem, and they have plenty.
Yes,
they fired their coach.
They fired the damn coach. So I'm sure there's somebody out there, and we know we trade deadlines at 4 o'clock. So don't know where the Falcons are going to go, if they're going to get anything done.
But I do know if they do.
It's going to happen in 55 minutes
from now.
Yes,
this is according to Maria Martin that. There's various interest in the NFL regarding Azeez Ojulari, former Georgia Bulldog, including the Falcons. But I guess the Giants are real firm on their asking price.
What are they asking for?
She doesn't have that part.
Oh, okay.
Dang it.
Ran
out of characters.
And the thing with him is that he's on the last year of his deal.
Yeah, so they can't be asking for that much.
They can't be asking for that much.
Yeah, they don't have any leverage.
Yeah. And then the Giants, they got the one thing the Giants got. It's pass rushers.
Yeah, they got good defense.
They got some good defensive linemen up there. So, bunch of Dexter Lawrence out there.
Yeah. You guys want to trade him?
Yeah.
Take him.
Take him.
God, Dexter Lawrence is an absolute monster.
Yes, he is, dude.
All right, Brandon Adams is going to join us in about 15 minutes. We'll talk some Georgia Bulldogs with him ahead of another huge game coming up on Saturday against Ole Miss. And then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as well. Any question, any topic. But let's kick off the 1 o'clock hour with the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
We're just going out there doing what we do in practice and, you know, just trying to stay consistent. There's some things out there that we definitely got to get better at. We had some missed ops out there that we got to take advantage of. But it was got somewhat of the job done today.
Did he say ops?
Can't say. We don't have time for opportunity.
Yeah, no, you can't be saying ops, though.
Oh, but ops means something different now.
Yeah, man, ops that you had somebody ready to pull one of them things out on you.
You want to miss the ops.
Yeah, dog.
Because the ops are out to get you.
Ops are, yeah, we all got ops.
If you better.
Yeah, we got them ops.
Unless you're not doing anything.
Yes.
You got something going on in life.
Yeah. Lazy people don't got ops. All right? No. Can't be lazy no damn ops.
That's the new people are like, you know, haters. I have haters because it's like that. Like, I love my haters. Yeah. Now it's ops.
I got ops.
Okay.
Yeah, you're sitting on the couch eating damn Cap'n Crunch out the box.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
You know, damn ops.
Yeah, diabetes is your
ops. Yeah, exactly.
That's where you're running from. Anyway, that was Darnell Mooney talking about the Falcons missing some opportunities, and they did. I think that obviously they played very well against the Cowboys. I think the first three quarters they looked about as good offensively as they have all season. There were some moments that didn't go great, but by and large, obviously they turned the ball over in the first half. But Kirk Cousins looked really good.
Yes.
It's the first time in his career he's had back-to-back games with 140-plus passer rating.
Really good.
He's just absolutely
dialed in
with this offense, and it's been cool to see it progress, but they're there now, and now the question is, what are they capable of? Darnell Mooney's been fantastic.
He has.
I didn't realize. They had some numbers on the broadcast on Sunday that, I mean, I knew he was having a good year.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was leading the NFL in 20-plus yard receptions, and he was that great of a deep threat down the field. I know him and going into the week last week, this may not be true anymore, but going into the week last week, Mooney and London were the only two teammates that had 500 yards each on the same team. So, yeah, man, the pass game looks really good. Kirk Cousins looks really good, and all those weapons do too.
Yeah, he's played well. He's played really, really well. I think that, you know, the chemistry is there. I just thought defensively, something that we talked about a lot on Friday, Dallas ran for 6.5 yards a carry.
They did.
They didn't have a 15-yard run all season. Only had four of them.
Yes, they did.
You know, and so, I mean, that's one of those things where you got to figure out how to get out the field. I thought, we said it yesterday, Caden Ellis was fabulous. The linebackers were Lamon was good and everything like that.
Ellis played really good.
Played really good. But, I mean, these are things that you worry about when you're talking about a team that can't run the ball coming into your house and being able to run over 100 yards on you.
Yeah, no, the Falcons getting outrushed by the Cowboys. If you would have just given me that number.
There's no way in hell.
And been like, the Cowboys are going to run for 137 and average 6.5 yards a carry, and the Falcons are going to run for 100 and average 3.5 or 3.3. I wouldn't have thought it, but if you would have told me that, I would have said, well, dang, they must have got smoked.
Yes.
Like, they must have got killed by the Cowboys. And again, they didn't. They had the pass game going. They were able to get off the field at times when they needed to. I know the Cowboys ran more plays than they did, like we talked about earlier, but I just thought they kind of let up a little bit in the fourth quarter. Like, this felt to me, just from like a game flow standpoint, this felt like a 10-point win. Not a 6-point win.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't need to be an onside kick potential at the end of the game. It felt like the way that the Falcons played for the majority of that game, they played so much better than the Cowboys. The final score, in my opinion, was not indicative of how much better the Falcons played.
Oh, I agree with you. Compensation real quick, Andy, for the Lattimore. Okay, New Orleans, they get Washington 3rd and 4th round pick.
Okay.
And it's 6th round pick back from John Ridgeway trade, and Washington gets Marshawn Lattimore and the Saints 5th round pick.
Okay.
All right.
So 3rd and 4th, basically.
Yeah, 3rd and 4th for a, I mean, I still think he's a top-notch corner in this league. And so you go ahead and solidify some things.
Probably helps them financially a little bit, too.
Probably.
Because that's the thing. Is like
they're up against
it. They kicked the can down the road for a decade.
They're worse than when the Falcons got Terry Fontenot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're in a lot of... You know what, down there in New Orleans.
And we talked about how eventually that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, eventually they were going to have to pay the piper.
Everybody knew this. But Mickey Loomis, who I did not know until Mike Conte, who came on with us last hour, I didn't know he had some kind of ownership stake in that team.
Yeah.
Because don't he run the Pelicans, too?
I don't know if he does. It's the same group. I don't know if he's the GM or anything, but he's a part of that for sure. Yeah, I mean, and I kind of get it. Like, they were trying to hold on to the last breaths of the Drew Brees yes. era. I know Sean Payton was gone, but
and you
still
do
had some of the guys.
You kind of have to do that when you have an all-time great at quarterback. The Falcons did it with Matt Ryan.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did.
They did. The Saints just didn't have an all-time great at quarterback anymore.
Yeah.
And they got Derek Carr in there and thought it was going to be able to keep it rolling, and it didn't.
No, it did not. It did not.
Now they aren't good, don't have a coach, and have, like, 2.5 to 3 years of salary cap hell to deal with.
Yeah. So
bummer.
Yeah, it sucks for
bummer
them.
For them.
It sucks for them.
Kind of great. Like, obviously the Falcons are taking advantage of it this year. If they beat them Sunday, they're 5-0 in the division. The Saints and the Panthers are both going to suck for the next couple of years. Like,
oh yeah,
that's 3 or 4 wins a year for the Falcons for the next couple of years. Just by being good at the right time.
I'm thinking, like, you know, Baker's not 2 years though.
Yeah, and they're fine. Yeah, they're okay. I think they're a pretty good team. Yeah, but like, no, I mean, the Panthers are the worst organization in football.
Yeah, they're pretty bad. And they had the worst owner.
And the Saints are in the worst financial situation of any team in football. And the Falcons are good. And doesn't seem like that's going to change anytime soon because the guys that are here are going to be here. They're just going to add to it. So all that to say, good stuff. Just got to beat the Saints on Sunday.
That's it, man.
Really kind of put them out of their... They're out of their misery, I guess.
Man, they already eat beignets, ain't watching their weight or nothing.
Yeah. But that's good, though. People like beignets.
They are very good. I've been having one in years.
That's an argument for them. I never had a beignet.
They're very good, Andy.
Is it?
They're very, very good.
Very tasty.
Seems good.
They're very, very good.
I'll get there.
Just got to stay away from them.
I'll get there. Brandon Adams is going to join us next. We'll talk some Georgia football with him as we do on Tuesdays at 1:20. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm so confused by so many different things.
Full of 3-day weekend money.
Yeah.
Huh.
I think he said something about some Keystone lights.
Yeah.
Damn good day to leave.
Where are you going?
I don't know. Maybe that's what Brandon was trying to tell you because he didn't answer his phone. So he picked a new theme song called Damn Good Day to Leave and then didn't answer our phone calls.
Yeah.
So he's breaking up with us? Hey, what'd we do? It's not our fault. It's not our fault Carson Beck throws 3 picks every single Saturday.
It might be, Andy.
It's not my fault.
Yeah, it might be.
I don't know.
Put too much pressure on him. Kind of said that, you know. Another one coming up. Mike Williams has just been traded to the Steelers.
Makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
They need wide receiver help for sure.
They do.
The Jets don't need him anymore. Also good for him. Doesn't have to play for the Jets anymore.
Oh, and look who's on TV as they make this trade.
Oh, yeah, they're going to your teammate just got traded. He's like, I told him to trade him three weeks ago.
Yeah, he can't run the right routes when I need him to run the right routes.
He ran a route I didn't like at the end of the game. I threw him immediately under the bus, and then I told him to trade him, and now I get to talk about it on TV in real time.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I don't know. It doesn't seem like it'd be that fun to be Aaron Rodgers' teammate right now, but you're in the NFL at least, so that'd be cool. But he's not anymore. Now he's in Pittsburgh.
Good for him.
So good for him. All right, we'll get to an AMA in about 20 minutes from right now. Brandon Adams did answer his phone. We were worried, B.A., that was your subliminal way. It wouldn't even be subliminal. That was your creative way of telling us you didn't want to come on the show anymore.
We've been doing this now for years. I don't know what happened. I was just sort of zoned out for a second there. I looked down and said, oh, gosh, it's time for the call. So That is my error.
Oh, dude, it's not a big deal. Brandon Adams, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast, joins us on Tuesdays at this time. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily. Let's talk about tonight, and then we can work our way back to Saturday, and then maybe back the other direction towards this Saturday with Ole Miss. But what do you think tonight's going to look like from a college football playoff ranking perspective?
I think the biggest storyline for me is if there's any kind of hint that we're going to break the what I sort of think of as the most likely template for the playoff, which is 4-4-1-1-1, 4 SEC, 4 Big Ten, 1 ACC, 1 Big 12, Notre Dame, and a group of five. That, to me, is the most likely playoff format. Now, I know Notre Dame lost to Northern Illinois, but they seem like they're on kind of a sort of a roller skating path to the playoff. Obviously, by rule, a group of five team has to get in. But for the Big 12 and the ACC, you know, do they have that second team that's perhaps good enough to be a bid thief here and take away one of these SEC spots or take away one of these Big Ten spots? You know, tonight doesn't necessarily reveal all of that, but it does sort of start the conversation, which will last the next few weeks, which is, you know, is there any chance that the Big Ten, the SEC kind of have their – sort of playoff allotment eaten into by me at any point.
B.A., I mean, I said this earlier. I know I said it yesterday. It's hard for me to say I trust our quarterback right now, B.A. I just don't know what is going on. And obviously, you have a show. You have a lot of dog fans call you and let you know how they feel. What is your kind of analysis of where the fan base is with Carson Beck right now?
Yeah, I thought that Saturday was a pretty pivotal day in that I think that Carson Beck and what has been kind of a lackluster year went from being sort of one of the things going on with Georgia to now I think it is the thing right. That is happening with UGA. You know, this was a stadium in his hometown where Beck really dominated a year ago. And we believe this is sort of a similar Georgia team to last year, other than obviously the absence of Brock Bowers and Ladd McConkey. And we also think this is a somewhat similar Florida team to what it was a year ago. There's really no obvious reason that Beck's overall performance should have been so much worse. Now, the final passing yards numbers ends up looking sort of fine, but the game itself, if you watched it, you know, Carson Beck and the interceptions, they were a real problem. So I just think this is now kind of baked into the story of Georgia. And, you know, whatever you thought at the beginning of the year of, oh, this would be a quarterback-led team that would, you know, that would have a chance to be great on the basis of Beck being great, well, now that's not what this is. Now this is more along the lines of, okay, you need your defense to sort of step up and be a little bit more like what it was in previous years when you didn't think you had a great quarterback, because right now Carson Beck's just not playing great. So I think the next couple of weeks against two very good teams, we're going to find out how capable Georgia is of kind of reinventing itself.
That's a great way to put it. Because it's wild to say a team that's probably going to be number two tonight in the college football playoff rankings needs to reinvent itself. But because of the way that the quarterback is playing, they may very well need to do that. So what does that look like? Does that mean trying to lean more heavily on the run, which hasn't been great so far this season, and the starting running back got banged up on Saturday? Just like asking Carson to throw downfield less? I don't like if you're going to reinvent yourself at this point of the season and not change players, because they're not benching Carson Beck. Like, what does that look like?
Yeah, so I think that the untold story that hasn't been talked about enough is what's going on with the running game. Mm-hmm. The fact that, I mean, I know they gave some carries to Frazier on Saturday as he stepped in for ETN, but for the most part, Georgia doesn't even talk like they want to run it anymore. And as you said, this is still a good team. This is still a team that can win the national championship. I don't want to make the situation sound more dire than it is, but it's just really interesting to hear the language around Georgia right now that's really willing to concede the fact they're probably not going to dominate in the run game. So if you're giving up that with some of your game planning of just not exactly mauling people on the ground, and if you have concerns with what happens when you try to throw deep, then the only thing that's really left is a lot of what Georgia did on Saturday, which is some of in the second half especially, some of the safe, you know, more, I guess, intermediate-type routes, shorter-type routes where you really, you know, are not a very, you know, long average depth of target, something that's not likely to be picked off, and you're going to try to move the ball down the field that way. And if I had to guess for the next couple of weeks, that's probably what Georgia is going to do. You're still going to need to try to find a way to score 30 points somehow to beat Ole Miss and Tennessee, and both those defenses are actually probably the strengths of both those teams, despite what the reputation is for Lane Kiffin and Josh Heupel coach teams. It's probably more of a defensive-led team now for both, you know, Ole Miss and Tennessee. You got to score against pretty good defenses, and you may have to do that without the kind of the full complement of offensive firepower that you thought you were going to have.
I know that, you know, we don't know how these computer-generated things are equated or whatever, but I just saw that Georgia's favored by 2, but the ESPN predictor has Ole Miss winning the game or whatever. Is it? Do you think what do you think it is, babe, because of how they looked this last 2 weeks as far as the beatdowns that Ole Miss has given out, or how Georgia just recently, especially the quarterback, played last week in Florida?
Yeah, I mean, obviously my issue with things like ESPN and FBI, they never quite show their work on any of this, quite, you know, let us know how they get to some of these equations necessarily, although they do have Ole Miss ranked pretty high. But it's important to note, you know, yeah, Ole Miss scored 60-whatever against Arkansas this past Saturday, and you can't discount that. But prior to that, they hadn't even scored 30 points in a game against an SEC team thus far this year. That a lot of their offensive success has kind of come outside the conference until they played Arkansas this particular week. So this is a formidable opponent. It's obviously a game Georgia could lose, whether FPI favors them too or not. You know, Georgia could lose the game. But at the same time, I do think that the big explosion for Ole Miss against Arkansas is perhaps an outlier. And, you know, this is not an offense that's necessarily fired on all cylinders this year against the best defenses that it's faced. In fact, you know, my expectation for Saturday is the Georgia defense probably will have a pretty good day, and it may still be a close, hard-fought game down to the wire, but I sort of think the Georgia defense probably matches up okay here.
I think so, too. I think both defenses are quite good. And certainly Ole Miss has some players, but they've also lost a couple of games this year, as they often do lose big games, and teams that are coached by Lane Kiffin often do. Is Carson Beck so non-trustworthy right now that people are trusting Lane Kiffin? Like, is that what's happened? Like, the trust has shifted so far away from Carson Beck that people can talk themselves into trusting Lane Kiffin to win a big football game?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really fair way to frame that, because as we talked about before, you know, this is the kind of win that doesn't really have in his career. And I don't see any reason to suggest that's about to happen on Saturday. In fact, would you rather play this version of Ole Miss this year or the one a year ago that had Quinshon Judkins? Much more dangerous offensive team, I think, with a guy like Judkins. You know, I believe certainly on the offensive side of the ball, you know, they were probably more dangerous a year ago than maybe they are right now. Now, the one thing they do have are all those, you know, really good defensive linemen, especially in the case of Walter Nolan. That's a real force, you know, to be reckoned with here. But, you know, I just don't see any obvious reason. This is a team that lost to Kentucky. This is a team that, you know, that's, you know, already lost in addition to that to LSU. I mean, I don't see any kind of obvious reason that Kiffin's about to break out and get some sort of huge win that he hasn't been able to get to in his career to this point in time. That doesn't mean that Georgia's a perfect team. We all know that's the case.
Right.
But at the same time, I think we have a tendency sometimes to kind of magnify and overstate, you know, the team we watch the most, you know, closely, their blemishes, and we forget that other teams have their blemishes too, and certainly in the case of Ole Miss, that's definitely true.
I got one more question real quick, B. The Peanut, I forgot the kid's name, the freshman who got the last touchdown, and you saw everybody celebrating and all those different things. Do we know why they were just – I mean, obviously a freshman, all those different things, but was it – like, it seemed like it was a on purpose to get him the ball and get him in the end zone.
Yeah, so I had no idea that he was as popular as he
right,
is. Now,
right.
Obviously, there's a lot to like about Phillips. Dwight Phillips is his name. He's an amazing, you know, like very fast, you know, athletic type guy. Has not been a picture, you know, really a part of the picture for Georgia because he's a freshman and he's a little bit non-traditional and not the biggest running back necessarily, but very, very fast. I had no idea he was as popular as he was, but clearly the entire team was, you know, thrilled about this.
They lost their mind when he scored a touchdown.
It's great to see. Yeah. So this is either a situation where, hey, you know, Georgia feels like they need to be a little bit more creative offensively, get a speedster involved. It's late in the season. You want to keep everybody happy. Maybe there's some of that going on. Or it just sort of happened to work out this way, and it's all just kind of random. Either way, probably occurring at a good time for UGA to think that if you're going to have to be a little bit more creative about how you score points, well, lo and behold, getting a very speedy freshman involved maybe that's the right time for all that to occur.
That's the headline of the YouTube video that you guys have on your YouTube page of Kirby talking about it is, everybody loves Peanut.
They love him.
So it sounds like they just love the guy.
Like, it was
really great.
Carried him off the field.
That's amazing.
I mean, it was crazy.
Honestly, it really is. I think it's funny how much everybody has kind of embraced all this because, as I said before, I mean, certain things just, you know, escape my, you know, I guess field of vision.
Sure.
I had no idea he was as popular with his teammates as he is.
I love it. I love to see it. B.A., thank you.
Appreciate it.
Always good to be with you guys.
Brandon Adams there, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily. I feel like just even if you have a nickname, Peanut.
Yeah.
Like, that's because somebody likes you.
Yeah,
right?
Dog.
Like, that's a very loving nickname.
I'm trying to think if I've ever met a bad Peanut.
Yeah. I haven't met too many
I've met a lot of Peanuts.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I know a lot of Peanuts. But I'm just trying to think if I ever... All of them pretty good dudes.
Solid dudes.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, no, that seems like if your nickname is Peanut, you're probably...
Peanut's on that Stanley line. Yeah. Peanut on that Stanley line. Yeah.
Just a good solid Stanleys.
Yeah, Stanleys and Peanuts.
What else? Those are the other good ones that are always good.
I've never been a bad Randy.
Neither. Yeah. No, never met a bad Randy.
No, there was this damn Andy in the third grade.
He's there's a lot of bad Andys. Yeah, we're yeah. I'm trying to raise the average up. Yeah.
I ain't never met a bad Chauncey. I just know
you
don't
gotta be careful with Chauncey.
You gotta be careful.
That's all.
You gotta be careful.
I never met a bad Clifton.
I've never met a Clifton. I met Ryan Clifton.
I just know.
No, I'm sorry, Clifton Ryan. I played with Clifton Ryan in St. Louis,
and he was awesome.
Yeah, he was great. Call him Pops.
So if your name's Clifton, you get a nickname, basically. All right, we'll come back and get to an AMA. The phone lines are open. Any question, any topic, 404-726-0929. Ask us what you'd like. Coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on hold and get a question in, 404-726-0929. We'll start with James in College Park. Hey, James.
Hey, what's going on? Thank you for taking the call. I ain't got too much. Just want to know, today is election day, so you have to vote. And are you guys, I guess, prohibited to talk about it? Nothing against y'all, just saying, is that like a policy with the radio? Because, you know, the morning shift, and, you know, ain't nobody really mentioning it. That's all I was saying. Y'all have a good one.
I just talk about sports.
Yeah.
Figured. And riding mopeds and making kombuchas and stuff. Yeah. People probably happy with that. You know?
Pretty much. I would think so because it's a sport.
We'll be a little escape.
Yes.
How about that? There you go.
Here we go.
Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Hey, fellas, it's been a minute, man. I ain't talked to y'all. Now both of y'all are back on air, so blessed to hear y'all on air. I got two random questions, and they both on both ends of the spectrum. What's your go-to song for the bedroom? And
we've gotten that a lot lately.
What matchup would you have wanted to see? Prime Kobe versus Prime Jordan or Prime Kobe versus Prime LeBron?
I think you got Kobe LeBron Prime a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty close.
Yeah, it was pretty close.
Like, Kobe won championships 6-7 years into LeBron's career.
Yeah.
So we got those guys.
Yeah.
Now, we never got a series.
No, because remember the damn Muppets and damn Orlando ruined it for everybody.
Yeah.
Remember the Muppets and all that stuff?
Well, I don't remember the Muppets.
You don't remember the puppets? The puppets they had LeBron and Kobe puppet.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. The Nike commercial.
Yeah, the
right?
Nike commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I know. Yeah. The Jameer Nelson and Dwight Howard wrecked that.
Yeah. And he do Turkaloo. And
he do Turkaloo.
What was the fresh guy? Petrus?
Oh, yeah. Michael Petrus.
Michael Petrus.
Yeah.
Michael
he do Turkaloo for like an 18 month period of time.
Turkaloo.
Was just an absolute problem
yes.
on the perimeter.
Yes, he was.
Smoking cigarettes at halftime. Just bad body.
Yeah.
But he'll pull from 30. You can't guard him.
Yeah, no. I don't listen to music because I don't want that pressure.
What do you mean? Pressure to make it to the end of the song?
Oh, yeah. I'll make it to the end of the playlist. I don't need pressure.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, I used to love listen to music
right.
and make it a whole, you know.
Oh, no. Now, if I'm making it a scene, I got all that.
There's not a lot of that these days, unfortunately. We try, you know, you keep the romance alive
and all
that kind of stuff. But, like, we're talking about you know, you're sneaking.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
sneaking a few minutes here and there.
Yeah, because yeah,
at this point.
Yeah, but no, I'm like, yeah, like we'll do music.
I'll have time to turn
like,
music
I like music. Don't get me wrong.
Sure,
but I ain't got time for all that.
Right now, it's like yeah, I think they're taking a nap.
Yeah,
let's go in the closet.
There you go. Because the worst thing is like trying to get the
you know what I'm talking about.
Trying to get the music channel, you know, the music channel they have on Xfinity.
It's
too much going on.
I don't have time to get the speaker.
Yeah, I ain't got time for all that.
Light candles and all that. All right, they're quiet for 2 minutes. Let's go. Come on.
I ain't got time for it. I don't need all that.
Derek's in Charlotte. Hey, Derek.
What's up, fellas? How you doing? Glad to have you back. I'm not going to hit y'all with a four-peated question, but I'm going to hit y'all with a three-peat.
Okay.
If there is a place you can visit or go to that you've never been, where would it be? And if you could switch, this one is for Randy. If you could switch your position in the NFL and still be great, what would it be?
Quarterback.
And for both of y'all, if you could own something with your own brand name, what would it be? Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I would have been a quarterback. Duh.
Yeah.
They
make a lot of money.
Yeah, so, oh man, what brand? I wouldn't mind being a car.
What kind of car would you be?
Like an old school Oldsmobile, but I want to be built in that old school iron.
Yeah, like boxy, heavy.
Yeah, I want to be built like that. Like I can run. Like I would. Like
the most comfortable seats you ever sat on in your life.
Yes, I'll run through a damn Tesla.
Oh, sure.
No, not Tesla. What's the ugly ones that I got now? The Cybertruck? Yes. I would just run.
You get in an accident with one of those old school
Oldsmobiles? Yeah. Man, please.
Are you talking about wanting to be like a Transformer?
No.
Or just a car?
I'm going to be a car, man.
I guess it's like just if you had a brand name and it was you or something. I don't entirely understand.
A Ransmobile.
The Ransmobile.
Yeah, the Ransmobile.
It's just old, so like your own old heavy Chevy.
Yeah, like old school Chevy. Yeah. A Ransmobile.
Big tanks.
Yeah, man. Yeah. A Ransmobile.
I think it'd be really cool to have like golf clubs that have your actual, like your name on it.
Yeah.
Like, because like Tiger used to have those and they'd have his logo and stuff like that. If you had your own logo and your own name on all your clubs, I know you can get them stamped and people get them stamped, but not the same thing. Like, I don't want the Titleist to be on there, or the TaylorMade. I just wanted to say Andy Bunker or just Bunker or AB. I don't know. Something like that. I got to come up with a logo. I don't have one yet. Everybody's getting a logo these days,
though. Yeah.
So maybe it's time.
You know, you can buy the logo and get your own logo.
It's time, I think. I think we're ready for that.
I think okay.
It's time for me to have a logo.
There you go. Let's start this.
People are clamoring.
I want to see it.
And if I could go one place that I've never been before, I would like to go to Norway.
Yes.
Or Sweden. Or both, because they're right next to each other.
That would be awesome.
Right in there.
That would be
right
awesome.
In Scandinavia. Jacob is in Johns Creek.
Hey, guys. I called in last week and forgot my second question, but I remembered it.
Oh, good.
So I listen to you guys like 95% of the time on the radio, but I also do listen to you guys on the Odyssey app. And I've also been fortunate enough to be the lucky caller 3 times for your, you know, contest giveaways. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that the Odyssey app is 1:25 behind the radio. So when you say be the 9th caller, by the time they hear that, the contest is over. My question is there a way to level the playing field for everybody? Mm-hmm. Like to say that the phone lines will be open in 2 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, no, it's a good question, Jacob. It's something that I've definitely thought about because when we do, whether it's like a, you know, a giveaway for sure and it's caller number 7 or something like that, or if it's like, I don't know, there's some things we're calling immediately, even when you're trying to call in and talk about something, like if we take calls about the Falcons or something, there's definitely a disadvantage to listening on the app. I don't know how you'd fix it.
Like, I don't know.
I don't know what
I never knew it was one.
Yeah, I didn't know it was 1:25. I knew there was a gap,
but I didn't know it was that big of a gap.
It's a big gap. I don't know.
Wait, well, I'm sorry, Jacob, but, you know, sorry.
It's a good question, though, because as a company, transition to more and more streaming and digital, which we obviously are. Like, that's the direction radio's going. Only catering to the people that are listening on terrestrial radio seems like a Jacob's onto something. Here's what I'll tell you. I know a way that I can level the playing field for you if you come hang out on Sunday. Come to our Falcons watch party, because we're going to give away an autographed football by A.J. Terrell and Falcons tickets.
Yes.
And you just have to be there.
That's all.
So if you're there and you sign up, and then we'll draw the thing at halftime, then you're there. And you don't have to worry about calling in and being fast or anything like that. But Jacob's right. It's hard for the streamers.
He's right.
Ryan is in Villa Rica. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Ryan.
Hey, so 2 questions. Me and my dad, we always go back and forth. We joke about it. What, in your opinion, who do you think the best running back of all time? Mm. And then the second question is, what decade provided the most exciting football?
Ooh, man. That's a
I think the best running back, and I only go back so far, but the best guy I saw was Barry Sanders.
I think a lot of people will always say Jim Brown. I got to see a little bit of Walter Payton, you know, but not a lot.
Yeah.
Not a lot. But
my argument for Barry is his record in college will probably never be broken.
Yes.
Like 2,600 yards, whatever it was. And I know Ashton Jeanty's having a great year. He's not even going to sniff it.
No.
That's how great Barry was then. And then he played for probably the worst franchise in the NFL his whole career.
Yes.
And made them relevant because he was so damn good too and just destroyed the NFL. So, yeah.
Yeah. I would go with. I probably go with Barry also, but I mean, I was in the era when Adrian Peterson was just
really
just ridiculous, man.
It's really good.
Just ridiculous.
Like, so the most exciting decade? I don't know.
I didn't see them in the '70s. Barely saw it in the '80s.
Yeah,
because damn, New England Patriots won all the damn games during my era. So.
Yeah, like the early 2000s. They kind of came back in the early 2010s.
If I just look at I like today's era on the field. I ain't talking about these soft ass dudes that play it.
I like it too, but I like being able, because obviously you got to bring in the factor of being able to hit.
Yes.
And hit really hit.
But I don't want to have a hit like back when it was damn night training them.
Right. I don't want that. But
yeah, I don't want that.
But like, when they could do jacked up on TV because people were getting jacked up like that.
Been on there twice.
It was kind of, I mean, and again, I'm sure it wasn't fun to get hit like that.
No, it wasn't it.
It was a hell of a lot of fun to watch.
It wasn't fun to get hit like that and then your mama call you.
Are you okay?
No. Mm-mm. That's not what my mother would do. She would, Mirandy, yes, ma'am. You just got jacked, and that's what she would do. Her and my little sister, they would always do that. Every time I got jacked up, and I was jacked up twice.
Dang.
Maybe three times.
Real compassionate. Real compassionate, really. Guys.
Yeah.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
Love you too, Ma.
Takeaways of the day.
Nothing like an angry Mormon.
Might see some tonight.
Yeah.
Well, unless they're going to rank them four. Right,
I don't understand why they wouldn't.
Why they will?
Okay.
If what I'm told is true,
that's what they had on the TV today.
If what we're told is true, then BYU will be fourth tonight because they're leading the Big 12. You want ops?
I really hate that.
You want to make sure you have ops?
No, you don't. We don't want ops.
I thought that meant you're doing something good.
No. We don't want ops.
Oh,
yeah, we don't want ops.
Well, then you don't want ops. I got it wrong. That was like the new haters.
Oh, it is the new haters.
I remember people were like,
I don't want haters.
Oh, I don't really either. I never got that. People like, I love my haters. Like, I don't. I hate it when people don't like me.
I love my haters.
I really like when people like me.
Well, that just means you're on top of whatever you're on top of if you have haters.
I guess so.
I guess.
You know, that whole theory of relativity thing.
I think that's what it was, yeah.
So your life advice from the Midday Show with Andy and Randy for November 5th. Don't yell mean stuff at anyone, especially giant people that can punch your face through the back of your head.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's just solid advice.
I think just have a little bit of fear, you know?
And if you can't squabble, and you know that you can't squabble, leave people alone.
Then quit asking for fights all the time.
Wasn't it the guy's phone that Jason reached down and was picking up when the dude pushed him?
I don't know.
He was reaching down to pick up something, but he definitely didn't do anything wrong. Because, he pushed him over.
No, he could have done something wrong, but he didn't. He threw the guy's phone.
No, yeah, but Jason Kelce went to go pick up the phone and pushed him.
Oh, I didn't know.
Waited till he bent over.
All I know is that if you let another man grab your phone and throw it on the ground, you should go home.
Yeah, it's time to go home. No legal action.
No legal action.
Nothing. Just
go home. You can't go to the damn game.
No, take the Sunday off too and then go back to work Monday and hope nobody got on the internet. Fortunately, they did. All right, we'll come back. We'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.